In a hospital parking lot along the East Freeway, a few miles outside the East Belt, two Houston police officers are set up beside HPD's Mobile Community Outreach Police Station. It's a vehicle that was paid for through the U.S. Attorney's Office and money from the Weed and Seed Program. This is Officer Chris Aranda.
We're out here to serve the community, and this MCOTS is available for anybody in the area, and it's mobile, so we're going to be going place to place to a different place to put out the word about keeping it safe.
Authorities have seen a spike in car break-ins and stolen vehicles along the East Freeway and are using the Mobile Community Outreach Station as a way of teaching area business owners and residents how to avoid crime.
If you leave valuables in your car, take them with you. If you're going to leave them in the car, take them and hide them under the seats or glove box or something where it's out of view. That way, if a burglar or a thief comes along and doesn't see anything in your car, he's going to hopefully bypass your car and not break your windows and rummage through your stuff.
Buddy James lives in a nearby neighborhood and had his car broken into about 8 months ago. He says it's good to see more police officers.
This is a big change because, you know, you got people that don't know what to do. And with these officers out here teaching them, then that's going to give the whole neighborhood a perspective of what to do and call 911. Don't be afraid to. A lot of people over there are afraid to in my neighborhood. Crime has dropped. The problem is these little gangsters at night think they can run around and do what they want. That's the main problem, breaking into cars.
Authorities say they hope to reduce crime along the corridor by at least 10 to 20%. Jack Williams, Houston Public Radio News.